Today's daf is daf Nun Hei Masechet Sanhedrin, 7th parak, Arba Mitot, and we're holding right at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beit, and we're trying to bring now a raya to Rav, Tanikavati to Rav. And you remember that yesterday we ended with a machloket between Rav and Shmuel as to what is the necessary age of a male nishkav as a passive partner in a homosexual relationship. Does he have the din of a woman to be 3 years old and up in order to be considered to be an active intercourse, or does he have a din of a male, which means he'd have to be 9 years and up in order to be considered to be a functional intercourse? So Rav held that the din was like Rabbi Akiva, and that we compare the shochev to the nishkav because of the mekor of the lashon tishkav tishachev, which means whatever would be the shear of being the active partner. So the male element, we know, needs to be, that's halacha l'meshe m'sinai, needs to be 9 years old. And it's the female that we have, halacha l'meshe m'sinai, needs to be 3 years old. Shmuel learned out from Mishkevei Isha that we look at him, the passive male, as a woman for all intents and purposes, in which case the shear was 3 years old. Tanya today, in the last line, I'm a big Tanya Kavati Rav, the Braita actually makes it clear that it follows the Shita of Rav, because when it says over here, now Rashi's girsa is not zachar, but rather zachur. You remember that zachur refers to the zachar's rear end, the aperture of the zachar. So the zachur, by definition, would mean that he is the nishkav. And here it says, ben teish shana v'yomecha. There's a girsa to Tosefta that has haba al zachar, which would make it absolutely clear. But Rashi's girsa is also clear. Whereas the zachur is so the same thing. It means habal zachar ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, or habal beema ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka, or haisha hamiviata beema alea ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka chayav. So the shira over here is someone who sleeps with a male who is 9 years old, which normally you don't think that the 9 year old shira has to do with the one who is slept with. So here you see clearly, like Rav, that it does. The shear is ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, or someone now who has intercourse with an animal, and it doesn't matter whether that's vaginal intercourse or anal intercourse, or a woman who is meviata be'ima aleha, again, it doesn't matter what type of intercourse, and all of these cases are chayim. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista bi'isha shnei mishkavot. And that leads us to consider what we just said. We're going to ignore it for a moment and begin, and then go back and bring it as a raya. We know that we learned out from the din of the zachar that there is such a thing as mishkevei isha in the plural. It was from there that we learned, surprisingly, in other words, from what appears to be completely out of context, which is homosexual intercourse, we learn out that in an intercourse with a woman, there are two options. Both of them have a din of intercourse. The question is the din of the behemah. So ba behemah, it would appear, since it doesn't say mishkevei anywhere with an animal, a behemah not being human, we don't have any indication that there's such a thing as an anal mishkav. And therefore, as far as these chiyuvim, now obviously it's connected to the bride, something wrong? That's called focusing? Good heavens. I don't want you to get any further focused. You may end up right here.
I'm noticing that we have new people. I'm noticing where they're sitting. I'm thinking of Richie's away, so that's okay.
Okay, we've already gone through that. Just focus on the Gemara. Oh, man. Let's start this again. So when it comes to behemah, we don't have any indication that there is such a thing as a dual mishkav. There's a mishkavei anywhere. And therefore, one would take for granted that without a raya, when the Torah speaks about having sex with animals, it's referring to vaginal sex. Says Rav Papa, just the opposite. Matkifla Rav Papa, Adarab. I would say exactly the opposite. I would say, look, a woman where there's a normative sexual activity, so the Isha, the Urchayi, there I would have thought that the Torah was Machayev Amishkav, which would be normal sex, and Amida Machrin Alo. The Torah would not actually consider anal intercourse to be anything but fooling around. So it wouldn't be a Chiyev at all. Okay, so we have a Chiddush in the Torah that nonetheless both are included. But by a behemah, where we don't consider that to be normative sex with a human, the lav urcheu, so then who cares what a human is doing? In other words, once you're telling me that there's such a thing as sex with an animal, that it's called intercourse, that it's not just called some way of relieving your sexual frustration, so then who cares what you do with the animal? We should be chayiv even without the pasuk. I'll call nekev a nekev. What's an afkamina? No, it doesn't mean literal. In other words, we'd understand that whatever could be viewed as intercourse on some level would be, doesn't mean somebody decides to go for an animal's ear that it's considered to be an act of intercourse. Tanya. And there's a gears here to look at Tarvaya, which doesn't seem to make much sense. And indeed, the Marshal takes it out because this is actually, the Braita that we just quoted actually works out perfectly well with the Rav Papa, because Rav Papa wasn't suggesting. See, the Loket Tarvayu seems to think that Rav Papa holds that you're only chayev on normal intercourse with a woman, which is certainly not true. As Tosafot points out, it's absurd. All over Shas, we know that that's not true. We never find anyone that is chaylik on the diak of Mishkevei Isha. So therefore, that's what I would have thought. Someone apparently stuck in, not recognizing that Rav Papa wasn't talking about what would be, but what might have been, that therefore there should be the Loketar Vayu. But if obviously it would work out fine, the Rav Papa, the bright that we just had, namely, Zachur remembers the gears according to Rashi. Or if not, we'll have to put in the words, as it is in the Tosefta, Haba al HaZachar. So Zachur, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, or Haba al HaBeima, Ben Kedarka Ben Shalot Kedarka, or Ha'isha HaMeviyata Beima Aleha, Ben Kedarka Ben Shalot Kedarka. In all of these cases, it's Chayev, and therefore it's clear that there is such a thing as Shalot Kedarka with a Beima. Omele Ravina Larava. We have another question. That is, what is defined as intercourse? Now, we know that when it comes to normal intercourse, that we consider to be ma'are, to be chayav. So ha'ara, that's a machlok, is exactly how far you have to go for ha'ara, but it's certainly a rather gentle, non-penetrative genital contact. So if that's the question, is whether there needs to be some insertion or just touching. But in any event, we know from the din of Nida, we learn out all of the arayot from Bida. Well, over there it says, et mikora he'era. So he'era means not that one has to necessarily make a full insertion, but that ha'ara itself is kigmar bia. How do we know all of the arayot that way? Because at the end of the parshat arayot, it says, kol asher ya'aseh mikol ha'toevoteh. So mikol ha'toevot means the Torah is considering all of these violations to be the same. If that's the case, all of the normative intercourses are the same. The question is, that's interesting, the Yerushalmi does not make a chilek between the Zohar and Behima and any of the other arayot. It says kol ha'toevot ha'elu includes all arayot. The Bavli takes for granted that the meaning of kol ha'toevot ha'elu does not include Zohar and Behima. In other words, it's just a reference to the relational, the ones who would be capable of being a nida, so to speak. Because since we learn it out from, let's have some explain. We learn it out from Nida. So since we learn it out from Nida, it has to have some resemblance to a Nida. We're not going to apply the din of menstruate woman to a male. So a male, the din of Ha'ara doesn't make sense, or it wouldn't make sense to a Behema either. Others say the point isn't whether it's similar to Nida, but whether it's an Erva, or whether it's more like an act. Remember, I mean, an Erva is based on the relational elements. Behema and Zachar is not based on relationship at all. It's just a type of act that the Torah prohibited, which, because it's sexual, is included in the list of Arayot, but it's not really an Erva in the normal sense of the word. So the Bavli takes for granted that we would not apply the Hekesh of Hukshu Kol Arayot La'adodi to Zachar and Behema. Therefore, the question is, okay, so when it comes to Zachar or Behema, in which we use the word intercourse in a borrowed sense, in a sense, when it comes to the arayot, what defines that? Is ha'ara enough or not? So that's the question here. Omer Ravina Larava. Ha'ba'are bezachur. Again, zachur refers to the aperture rather than to the person, for the same reason, because we're talking about an act. We're not talking about really a relationship. So mahu. So think about, what is that supposed to mean? Ha'ba'are bezachur mishkevei isha aktiv. If the Torah already compared sleeping with a male to mishkevei isha, that includes the din of ha'ara. So it should be the same thing. You're right. Okay, let's rephrase that. Ha'ma'ara bebehema mahu. That's the question. Omar Lay, he says, well, I'll tell you, we can learn that out from an interesting place. The din is that the Torah repeats unnecessarily, Ervat achot imecha v'achot avicha lo tegale, ki et she'ero he'era. Now, that whole pasuk, we're going to see later on, that whole pasuk is not necessary. But certainly, the hara is not necessary. So in other words, there's two places where the Torah tells us a din of hara. One is nida, et mikora he'era, and one is she'ero he'era. And by the din of achot av and achot eim. Why does it have to say that second one by achot av and achot eim? Im eino inyan li ha'ara. We don't have anything to do with the words at she'ero he'era dechtiv gabe achot aviv achot imo. Dolot zricha, those are unnecessary words. Do itkish li ha'ara de nida. We know that all of the arayot are compared in the kol ha'toevot. That is given to achot av and achot eim. So with the general rule that where you don't need a particular limud in its context, you can apply it to the next most relevant context. The only other relevant context that we have would be beima. The truth is that if it hadn't been for the words mishkevei isha by a zachar, we would have applied it to a zachar. But we already know the zakar, so let's go down one level and apply it even to Behema. That's your answer. So tzniu inyan le'ara de Behema, we now know that it's considered to be an act of intercourse to only have ha'ara avad Behema. Now, that is very strange, asks the Gemara. It's interesting because this is a question that sheds light on the whole idea of im eino inyan. As we just assume im eino inyan, pluck it out of somewhere. This Gemara is assuming that im eino inyan has a particular relevance. There's a reason why the Torah would write it that way, and not in the context that it's coming from. Therefore, the Gemara asks, this is very strange. Because, look, michtei, I mean, consider the fact that a behema is listed among the mechayvei mitot beidini. So over there you have a chiyav mita skila. The din is that the ayrvat achot imchan achot avicha is not mitot bedin. It's an isur karet. So does it make sense to write the din of ha'ara, the extra din of ha'ara, which is only coming to teach me the halacha of the behema? The given din of ha'ara is by definition given in the easiest erva, which is anida, who's not really an erva at all, on the other, because she's going to be muteret. To teach me the chiddush that even over there, era is considered to be so. In all cases, era is considered to be enough to be mechayev. But why would I say the dinim of a behema, which is mechayevei mitot, lama li dechtiv la'ara dida gabechayevei kritut? Why would we want to write in the Torah the din of harav behema in the list of those arayot where there's only a chiyuv karet? Doesn't make more sense to be lichtevei gabechayevei mitot beitin, and that way ligmor chayevei mitot beitin michayevei mitot beitin, you would be learning out more consistently one of the chiyuv mitot from another of the chiyuv mitot, and not one of the chiyuv mitot from a chiyuv of a nida, which is of a achotav, which is karet. And says the Gemara, you're right, except that over here there's another reason. It's because ho'il v'kulei kro l'drosha u'kiri'at. This entire pasuk we learned in Yevamot is that each one of these dinim had been written entirely anyway twice in Achrimot and Kedoshim. And therefore the entire pasuk was used for specific drashot. So since kulei kro Lidrasha ata. Every single word in this pasuk was used to teach other things that were extra. Therefore, the Torah chose to use this example, which is an extra pasuk. Milta de drasha were written here also. Ktivanami milta de drasha. So that even though it would be more appropriate to put it among the mitot beitin, but we have one pasuk which is sort of set aside to make drashot from. And therefore, it's written the din of ha'ara of beima in the middle of that pasuk.
So you're saying that because you suggest what should be in the mitot beitin, that's what we see making in effect, that there's still a connection.
Right. Boy mine Ravach the Voy Barami Mirav Sheshit. Ravach the Voy Barami asked Rav Sheshit, what would be the din of somebody who's Ma'areb Atzmo? You know, it's always the popular epithet, you know. What happens if he really does that? So he goes and, now this is sort of a difficult trick to achieve, of course, the Gemara is going to ask that. But he actually has genital contact with his own anus. What is the din? Is he considered to be sleeping with a male or not? Omar Lei. Kebastan, you know, you're making me nauseous. So, that's how the Aruch learns. The kebastan either means the case is a nauseating case, or when you ask dumb questions like that, you're making me nauseous. which is Rashi's, the way Rashi understands it. Omer Rav Ashi, because what kind of stupid question is this? It's not even a question. Mighty Bar Lacha. If we're talking about that he has an erection, so how's he going to achieve that? Bekoshi lo mashkachatla. There's no way to do that. Ki mashkachatla. The only way to do such a thing is without an erection, which is called mishamesh mate. So he's attempting to achieve a sexual connection without an erection, so he's able now to actually bend himself in such a way that he can contact his own anus. So then that's a machlokas. Leban diyomar mishamej meit ba'arayot patur akapatur. So then it's a given what the din is. If normally the halacha would be that with any of the arayot, an erection is part of intercourse by definition, so then you'd be patur by definition. Leman diyomar chayav, so why wouldn't you be chayav? So hacha mechayev ta. As a matter of fact, this is really great, because he could be chayav twice, because he's both the shochev and the nishkav. So he would be chayev now if he does this bishogeg. He would be chayev two separate korbanos if we would have held that there's two mikorot, one from Lo Yeh Kadesh. Obviously, that's dependent on the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that we had yesterday. So here you would be mechayev ashochev u'mechayev anishkav, which is a remarkable extension of the din of arayot in Zachar. In other words, the Gemara is taking for granted that Zachar is not a relational areva, because otherwise it's absurd. I mean, how could you have an incestuous relationship with yourself? It's not a relationship. Normally we don't view that as a relationship. It's just sexual misactivity. Right? So the fact that Gemara takes for granted, what kind of stupid question is that? Why would he not be chayev? It's simply dependent on whether Aver mate is chayev or not. That's all. It's a remarkable assertion.
Is that different than the
No, that's, again, what defines intercourse. That's like Aver mate. There needs to be a concept called intercourse. Okay, there's elements that define intercourse that may have nothing to do with relationships, but it certainly is not, it doesn't change, you know, the point of not looking at a popular Western vision of sexual activity as being a given because I don't like it. First it has to be defined as an illicit sexual activity. Then you can talk about what it is that you feel about it. Before we start this, let's go take a look back again in the Mishnah and note an interesting thing. Remember, here on Nandala Namanala, we had yesterday. Im Adam Chatat. It says over here, Abeima Biskila, the second line in the Mishnah. So the animal is to be stoned. Im Adam Chatat, Beima Ma Chatat. What did the poor animal do that it should be stoned? Ela Lafisha Ba'ala Adam Takala Yada. Since a human was brought to a takala, not takala, but pashtut means sin. That's what it always means. Somebody is nitkal, it's an obstacle. So he came to sin. So therefore, being the object of that sin, amara katuv tisakir, davar acher. But another point is, shelo tehi beima overet b'shuk, that in order to protect the dignity, even of a zoophile, we don't want this behemoth to be walking down the marketplace and everybody to say, there's so-and-so's lover, right? So therefore, we get rid of the behemoth. Now, the problem is that that's not what the Mishnah says. The problem is that the Mishnah doesn't say, there is so-and-so's lover, which is what you'd think it would say if what we're really talking about over here is entirely limited to the other person's dignity. What it says over here is zohi sheniskal ploni al yada. This is the animal that so-and-so ended up getting stoned for. So there's two issues over here. That means that on the one hand, we're talking about his dignity, just that it should not be exposed that he's a zoophile, which we consider to be a kalon. It's inappropriate. And the other one is that he was an ikshal in skila. So this seems to combine two elements where the Reisha only talked about one element. So you can understand, therefore, that the Mishnah is addressing a very interesting issue. Suppose you are in a society where there is no kalon that's associated with zoophilia. And Lomaisa, the Gemara considers to be all non-Torah societies to be accepting of relationships with animals, which according to the Kinsey Report is really the truth. It's all a moralistic nonsense, but everybody knows that this kind of stuff goes on, and therefore people don't really care. In which case, there's nothing that's embarrassing about sleeping with an animal. So then there would be no kalon in the normal sense here. That's one issue that you have to think about. The other issue that you have to think about, but both of these issues the Gemara is about to discuss, the other issue that you need to think about is whether the, when we talked about the takala, l'fishavala adam takala, is that takala necessarily the chiyuv of mita or not? Suppose the person that was engaged in this act was below the age of bar mitzvah. So then he wouldn't be niskal. Suppose the person engaged in this act didn't realize that it was prohibited. So it was a shogeg. So then there would be no niskal al yada. So how much is involved in the etzem fact of engaging in zoophilia? And how much is involved in the actual chiyuv? All of these questions now are raised here in the Gemara. So question number one. What would be the halacha, asks the Gemara, b'aminim Rav Sheshes, oved kochavim ha-baal ve'imamav? Do, when an oved kochavim would sleep with an animal, which is not considered to be embarrassing, so do we say that we need both takala v'kalon be'ina? That in order to need to get rid of the animal, there need to be two separate issues. A takala there is, because the Torah is mechayev an akum on sleeping with an animal, but there's no embarrassment about such a thing, so therefore, and even if there were, the Torah is not necessarily makbid of the embarrassment of an akum. So memela, hocha takala ika kalon leka, over here you don't have kalon. O dilma takala hafapishein kalon. Or is the point over here, someone who came lide takala, you have to get rid of the animal because the animal ended up being a mikshal. Omer of Sheshes, well, huh, that's an itua, that's clearly explained already in a bright that says, by the din of the Asherah. So you have over here that Asherotim, Tisrufun Be'esh, and so on. So you're supposed to burn down a tree? I mean, what's the tree? What the poor tree do? And yet it says over there, says the Brayta, is that not the point? If Ilanot, that don't really get involved in this kind of stuff. I mean, they don't really care. Ein Ochlin, Ein Shotin, Ein Merichin. So you'd think that they are completely passive components of this znut relationship, not sexual, but avodah zara, znut, same thing. Nonetheless, the Torah said, hashchet sarot v'chalei, tear it apart, rip it, kill it. It's like the snake in Harry Potter. This is bad. Hashchet sarot v'chalei, get rid of the whole thing. Why? Must be ha'olu bala adam takala yadan. So hamatet chaviru midarkei chayim. A human being who causes his friend to sin, takes him out to a bar and gets him involved in chait, that he has terrible things in store for him. Okay, now, if that would be the case, then that means that the Torah views even a Ilan as being a makor of michshol. So, I mean, it's certainly not the kalon that we're talking about over here. So it's obvious if somebody is batakala yada, that's sufficient. Therefore, since this guy was nichshal in this behema, so there is enough to get rid of the behema. The same way we get rid of an ilan. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, wait a second. If you mean that literally, so then if a guy would in fact bow down to his animal, we should kill the animal too? We should say that the animal is the makor of a takala, and now he worships the animal. So that's a different kind of znut. So it should become aser and should be killed because batakala yado. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, that may be true. But after all, we know that the Torah Bedafka does not consider an animal that is ne'evad to be aser. It's only aser for the mizbeach. The very fact that it needs to be aser for the mizbeach implies that it's mutter le'edyat. So if it's mutter for Yisroel, kol shekein is mutter for a goy. No, says the Gemara, that's exactly the question I'm asking. So Yisroel gufei litzah, midinavei aravia. If you're, don't you see that this is inconsistent? If you're telling me that the meaning of the Mishnah is, and you want to now derive the implications of the Mishnah from the Ilan, so then everything breaks down. You're saying the implication of the Mishnah is that it's the takala per se that is the reason that we'll be so kill the animal. And then you want to go now and extend the din of takala even to an Ilan. So it doesn't even have to be an animal. No. So then we should say the same thing by Yisroel. And yet we know that that's not the case. So that means your analysis is faulty because it's inconsistent. So therefore, it should be submitted Avi Aravia.
When it comes to Avodat Kochavim, there's not that much kalon as there is in a sexual issue like a sleeping with an animal, at least for an Avodat Kochavim. Of course, this does not seem to make any sense at all. We just brought a raya that kalon is not the issue and takala is sufficient. So why is Abaye now reintroducing kalon when there was no element, we said before, of kalon by the raya of Ilanot? We brought a raya from there that takala alone was sufficient. So Rashi says, look, you know, it could be that Abai disagrees with the original yesod, and he holds that you need both. You need takala and some element of kalon. He disagrees with Rav Sheshes. And, or perhaps, says Rashi, it could be that he holds that there is some kalon for Ovoid Kochavim, and therefore you can't learn it out from the Ilanot. Now, Tosfos says this really does not make any sense. The simple meaning of the Gemara is that he was coming to answer the problem that we had with the Rav Sheshes, which is that he seems to be inconsistent. And if, Lomaisa, you're telling me that Takalas would be enough when it comes to Avodat Kochavim, so why is it not enough when it comes to Beima? And he starts telling us the difference between Kalon, no matter how you shake it. This is a very strange piece of Gemara. Therefore, says Tosfos, we need to understand the Sugi completely differently. Not the way that it's just been presented, but rather, what the Gemara is saying is like this. Sheshes bring a raya that just like by Ilanot, we see that there's no difference between the Avodat Kochavim and the Israel, despite the fact that when it comes to the Yisrael, there is both Takala and Kalon. And when it comes to an Ovid Kochavim, there is only Takala. There's certainly no Kalon in going to church. So apparently, the Torah, it makes it the equivalent. We should say, therefore, and the same thing is true by the Behemah, that we should make the Nirva by Ovid Kochavim be the same as Nirva by Yisrael, so that even though we know that by Yisrael we have both Takala and Kalon, and by Ovid Kochavim we don't have anything but Takala. So there's your raya. It should be exactly the same. Answers, the Gemara asks the Gemara, Rav Sheshes says, raya, if that's the case, an Ovid Kochavim should in fact answer his Behema by bowing down to him, because you're telling me that Takala Lachud is enough. Says the Gemara, well, it's impossible, because it can't, we couldn't have answered Nirva to an Ovid Kochavim if it's mutter to Yisrael. The question then is, well, why is Yisrael any different? A mishtarava, why would it be any different than a revia? So once we're ready to say that a nevad being kalon is aser to Yisrael, then why don't we aser to Nevik Yechovim even just because of takol and not because of kalon? In which he answers that zekol no meruba. In other words, you cannot learn nevad from a nirva. A nirva is kolono meruba for Yisrael. And a nevad for Yisrael, you have vindi takola, but you don't have kolono meruba. And therefore, you can't be mashve between the two cases, which is a completely different approach than Rashi's. Yes, the Gemara, the obvious question, we just learned it out from Ilanot. And by Ilanot, there's nothing that is kolon-oriented. It's not a sexual issue. And therefore, why can't we bring the raya that from Ilanot alone, va Ilanot, da'in kolonan meruba? And nonetheless, the Torah said, Hashchet Tzarof Achalei. So what kind of approach is this as to why we will not aser the behema of Yisrael and Anakum? Says Abaye, well, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about Bebalei Chayim Kamrinan. I'm talking about animals as opposed to trees. Because we know that by animals, the Chos Rachmana Alayu, the Torah is makbid on an animal, and it requires a Beis Din of 23 and all of the dinim that it would be kemitat habalim kach mitat habeima, which is certainly not the case to cut down the tree. And memela, you cannot really ask about the behema. We know that the Torah is trying to avoid killing a behema. So in a case where we have kolon meruba by nirva, fine. We will have to when it's combined with takala. But in a case where the kolon is muat, we'll only destroy only or takala alone. We'll only destroy an ilan, and we will not destroy a behema.
Rava Amar. Rava says, well, we could bring a raya. I mean, there's a difference, you see. Amra Torah, the behema is the nate mi avera. And therefore, tearek, what the din is over here, you can't learn out the din of nevat from the din of ilanot for a different reason. The tree is not involved in any way. And what wasn't at the point? Tree doesn't eat, doesn't hear, doesn't smell, and so on. So the tree is not involved in the act. But you cannot say that the animal is not involved in the sexual act. So on some level, the animal is also enjoying itself. So where it comes to the animal, you're not going to be able to say over there. But if the case is by the akum that is involved with an animal, so then over there it could well be the behema having enjoyed the act should be a teareg, but you can't bring a raya from the ilanot. What? But then just the opposite. If the ilanot, the ina anin me'avira. And Amra Torah Hashchet Zarov V'chalei. Ah, that's true. I'm also taking for granted a bias difference. That Bale Chaim Chos Rachman Alayu. I'm also saying that when it comes to Bale Chaim, obviously, the Bale Chaim that there is more makbid on. I'm only saying that there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and sex. So over there, when it comes to being the object of the goy's worshipful attentions. So over there in the Kinami, doesn't affect the animal. You can't tie him. That is sufficient takala because the animal's not involved. Mashiach came with it, his amorous attentions. So over there, Enochinami, the animal being involved, would be chayiv, but it doesn't necessarily follow that from the Kal Vachomer, from Ilanot, I will say, why wouldn't it be a Kal Vachomer? Because the animal that there is Magdara. Since, I mean, it ought to be the same, the Ilan is never involved. So why do I say that you need involvement? Because for a Baal Chai, I agree, there may be other criteria. And one of the other criteria may be the involvement in the Avera. Okay, so we don't have a right. Tashma, let's see from here. In the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Seifa says, Davar Acher. And there's another issue. The other issue being, Shalote Beima Overed Bashuk. The Yomru Zohi Shiniskal Ploni Al Yada. Now, as we were Medayik just a few moments ago, this is a rather strange statement because it includes two separate issues. It starts off by talking about the embarrassment of the person who was Nifshal. So we don't want now this horse to be walking down the street and say, this is so-and-so's lover. But then it ends by saying this, not that this is so-and-so's lover, but that this was the source of so-and-so's getting himself stoned. But that's the question of the takala. But that's what we were talking about in the Reisha. So why do we mix the issues here? There's two separate issues that you're putting together. Therefore, my love, what we're forced to conclude is that since the Seifa discusses both takala and kalon, that would mean that the Reisha is coming to tell me the din of takala below kalon. Exactly the point that you raised. So that the Reisha is saying, look, there may be situations where there's no embarrassment associated with such things, such as in a akum society, in which it's accepted to sleep with animals. So echidomi oved kochavim abala beima. And therefore, the Mishnah goes out of its way to say, look, if you're talking about a goy, there's a reason for the animal to be niskelet. Why? Takala. If you're talking about a Jew, there's an even better reason for the animal to be niskelet. Why? Takala and kalon. And that would be the understanding of the Mishnah. First one is talking about specifically an aku. The second one is talking about a Yisrael. And now one shows what the other is. So that seems to be a clear raya. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. One way of reading the Mishnah would be to say, the Seifa is takala v'kalon, you're right, and the Reisha is coming to teach me, not takala without kalon, but kalon without takala. And what is kalon without takala? Nami mechayev, hechidami Yisrael ha'bala b'ma b'shogeg. So when it says takala al yada, you assumed that takala necessarily has to be a religious issue. Takala, a sin. How do you know? Takala is an obstacle. That's all that it means. So takala may mean something embarrassing. The guy fell into a hole. So what do you want to do? You want to put pictures of it up on the internet? So he's got a pie in his face. Let's put pictures up on the internet. That's a takala. So over here, this is a sexual takala. Okay, but it's the same idea. It's not the embarrassment. It's not rather the takala that God is angry at him. It's the takala of the fact that he seems to be in a position where people make fun of him. So maybe that's the meaning of the takala. And what would be the chiddush then? The chiddush would be in a case where somebody indeed had slept with an animal, a Jew, not knowing that it was aser, so that he's not going to be niskal. You don't have the same level of takala in terms of chait, but it's embarrassing. And now everybody should find out about the fact he's been playing around with animals. So mamela, what it means in the reisha is takala in that sense is sufficient to protect him. But maybe by an akum, maybe in a finami, the Torah wouldn't be makpid on the kalon element of it. And the takala in terms of sin would be insufficient. Remember now, from this point on, we're going to be using takala in two ways. So it's the takala of the kalon or the takala of the chait. We've changed now the assumptions that we had.
And therefore, even in the first, in the Reisha's case, the word takala
would mean something.
Not mean what we call
exactly, takala. Exactly. Okay, so since we cannot prove, we don't know which way to read the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah referring to takala without kalon or kalon alone? Well, we don't know. So memela, we don't have an answer. And you're saying that, well, I mean, that seems to be far off. No, not at all. Actually, the same question that was raised here about what the din would be of someone who's not embarrassed at being a zoophile was raised in the opposite sense by Rav Amnuna. The same question in the inverse. How about a Yisrael who is embarrassed, but he was Bala Be'ma B'shogeg, where over there, you do not have the Niskal Al Yadon. So you don't have now the Takala in terms of the Chiyuv, So what's the din? Do we need takala vikalon beina? And ocha kalon ika, you may have embarrassment, but you don't have a takala that the Torah views as being so chamur that he's chayev skila. Odilma kalon apapishain takala. So it's the same question in the inverse. And of course, what's going to happen at the end? You know exactly. We're going to get back to the deacon and the Mishnah. We're going to attempt to make the deacon and the Mishnah the opposite direction that we just did. And then we're going to go back and say, maybe it's the other way. So this is the mirror image now of what we asked initially. Except that before we get there, we're going to go through various, once we already brought Rav Amnuna, we're going to go through various possible proofs about what the din would be of a kalon without takala. Again, a mirror image. Omer of Yosef, Tashma. Bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad b'tkadesh b'biya. So here the Mishnah Nida is talking about the shiurim that we refer to, the shiurim being 3 years old for a female, 9 years old for a male. So if a child is 3 years old, a female is 3 years old, so first of all, she could be mitkadeshet bibiya. So if her father gives her for kedushin, then she becomes a real eshetish. Furthermore, imba alea yavam kana. Once she's 3 years old, so already in cases where no involvement in the kinyan is necessary. So there's either the father's involvement, which is kedushin, or the yavam's involvement, since it can be done bal korcha. So that means she would be a full yavama and would be fully married to the yavam. And somebody else who sleeps with her now would be chayav aleha mishum eshet ish. Not only that, but if she was tamei abenida, so then she would be metam'a et bo'ala letame mishkaf tachton kelyon. The din is that someone who sleeps with a nida becomes tamei in her tum'ah, and not only that, but whatever it is that he lies on becomes tamei, but not with standard tumat mishkaf, which turns it into an ava tum'ah without contact. Remember, that's the princess and the pea principle. So there the pea would become tamei, but so would the mattress become tamei. A pea becomes tamei even from a non-ava tum'ah. So a rishon can be metame a pea, but to be metame the mattress, you'd have to be an av. And here you're 7 mattresses down, remember, in the story. So that would be the normal case of a metame mishkav, would be in fact tamei. But in this case, you're only metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon, meaning ke'elyon shel zav. The din of an elyon shel zav is that it does not become an avatuma, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. Again, it's not important, the details for us here. And if she's niseit l'kohen, if such a child who's 3 years old gets married to a kohen, then she is a real dioraita woman to him, kinyan kaspo, and she eats truma. If one of the psulim would have slept with her when she's over 3 years old, say a mamzer sleeps with her, halal, she now becomes psulam in hakuna. And if any of the arayot now sleep with her, the din would be that they would be killed. Mumatin ayada, even though she, of course, being a child, would be ptura. Now, when you say any one of the arayot, aren't you including even an animal? Yes. And in this case, it may be embarrassing for her, but it's not a takala for her. Because since she's a minor, anyway, she's not chayev. So there you go. Here's Uriah. In a case where there's no takala of a chayev skila, nonetheless, we say that it's enough and we'll kill the behemah because of the fact that she is embarrassed. Says the Gemara, no, not true. Because in this case, kiva de mezidahi, we're obviously talking about a case where she intends and knows that it's prohibited to sleep with an animal. Why? Because if we were talking about a shogeg, it would have nothing to do with her age. And even if she were an adult, the thing would be exactly the same. So if we're talking about the case that because she's only 3 years old, she's not going to be niskelet, so it must be that she wanted to do what she did. So therefore, there really is a takala. Because when we say takala, we don't mean the fact of skila. We mean the avera that would be with chayev skila. A child can also do an avera that's chayev skila, except the Torah has rachamim on a child not to carry out a din. But it still is a takala. So takala nami ika. It's the Torah, rachmanu dechas Allah. Maybe the Torah is only chas on a human, but not on an animal. So Allah didah chas because she's so young. Abeima alochas. Okay, so for me, we don't have a raya. Omar Rava, okay, so I'll bring you a raya from an equivalent case of a zakhar. It's possible that he didn't know about this, because it's really not a better raya, as the Grob points out. So it's strange to say that he's bringing another raya. It seems to be an alternative in the same way. Because here's the same Mishnah in Nida. Not the same, but it's a Mishnah in Nida that teaches as well about the shiurim of a male. The shiurim of a male is ben teisha shanim yom echad, habal yavibto. So once he's 9 years old, he's capable of intercourse. He sleeps with his yavama. He's kind of that yavama. No, he isn't really kind of that yavama. He's mekayim in the mitzvah yibum. But a katan does not have kinyanim. However, if you'll recall from the Gemara in Yevamot, they give the din of a biyat katan like the din of ma'amar begadol, is the way the Gemara puts it. Which means that since the chachomim give, under certain conditions, kinyonim to a katan, he's considered to be married to this woman, midrabanan. But since it's only midrabanan, obviously it's not going to be good enough to give her truma if he's a kohen and things like that. Okay, but nonetheless, he can't give her a get until he grows up, and ain't no tein get at shiagdil. And since the intercourse is an adioraita, he would become Tameh, if she's Tameh, Kenida. Also Tameh Mishkev Tachton Keoyon. And he passels her from the Kuna if he's passel, but he can't be Machel, her Truma, because he doesn't have Kenyonim. And if he sleeps with an animal, that animal cannot be used on the Mizbeah. And not only that, but in cases where we have witnesses and the required Psak Beit Din, Niskelet Al Yado, that animal would be Niskelet. And if his lover was an adult, so the adult would be Mumatina Yado, even though he is Potter because he's only 9 years old. Now, here again, we have Kalon, so it's embarrassing for him to be found sleeping with his horse, but there's no Takala because he's Potter. And nonetheless, it says Niskelet Al Yado. And we have the same tarts we had before. Since over here is amazing, there is a Takala. So takala nami ik, it's only that the Torah was chaseluye. So perhaps alei didei chasachmana, the Torah may have rachamim on a human who's not of age, but abeima lo chasachmana. But a takala there actually is in terms of violation of the Ratzon Hashem, that's the takala. Okay, tashma, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Here we finally come back full circle to bring the opposite raya from the Mishnah than the raya that we initially had wanted to bring. So here we look at the Mishnah, and we see, once again, the difference between the Seif and the Reisha. So the Reisha says, davar acher, shelo tehei beima overet b'shuk, v'yomno zohi shenizkal ploni al yada, which means that the Seifa is unaccountably mixing two issues, which is takala and kalon. So my love is sefer takala ve kalon. When the Reisha doesn't mention the business about the takala sheniskelet al yado, it is referring, and this is the opposite of what we thought before, where we took for granted that the meaning of the Reisha would be the takala without kalon. Because that's normally the way we use takala, you see, that it's in going against God's will. Why would we have concluded over here that the takala referred to is the fact that he came to be embarrassed, and that is his takala? Because the alternative is to say that the Mishnah was referring to a goy. It's the only chiddush. Because where would we have a takala where there's no embarrassment attached to sleeping with your horse? That would be in a non-Jewish society. We don't think it's reasonable that the first case of the Mishnah is referring to a goy and then moving on to Yisrael. If the first case of the Mishnah indeed means takala, in the sense of an embarrassing event, so then it would be referring to a Jew where there's no chiyuv of skila. And then we wouldn't have to say that it's a reference to an akva. Therefore, this Pshat in the Gemara wants to conclude preferably that way, even though it's not normally the way we would read the word takala, you see. So this approach also makes sense. So over here, must mean, says the Gemara, that the Reisha was referring to a takala, meaning a falling into an embarrassing situation, and echidami, what would be an embarrassing situation where there would not be a takala? That would be a case of Yisrael al-Bala Beima Bishogeng. He didn't know this was Usher, but he sure doesn't want to get caught with his pants down. So in the Mela, it's reference to Mikshol falling into a trap for the media, but not a takala for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it doesn't mean that. Again, the opposite of what we said earlier. Seifa is takala v'kalon, yes. Maybe the Reisha is referring to a takala without a kalon, which would be a reference indeed to an Oved Kochavim. And we know that that's an actual question. An Oved Kochavim ha'baal beima, because that was exactly the issue that was asked from Rav Sheshet at the beginning of the sugya. So basically, what the Gemara has done is opened up the possible pirushim in the Mishnah. We now have a much deeper appreciation of the diyukim in the Sefer and how they imply various consequences of understanding the Reisha. It's true we haven't a conclusive. We don't know whether it's Rav Amnuna's Abaya or Rav Shesha's Abaya, or the Mishnah's coming to address the case of Akum, or the Mishnah's coming to address the case of Yisrael Shogeg. But we certainly have learned tremendous things, not only the diyukim in the Mishnah, are fantastically valuable, but also the concept of takola, the meaning of takola, the difference between a shoging and a mezid in terms of takola, the way that, as against what we intuitively thought, that by a katan there's less takala, we now come to understand not necessarily. Takala there is. It may just be that the Torah has rachamim on ktanim. It doesn't view the sin as being less of a sin, which is a different way of looking at it completely. The act is the same act, therefore the sin, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, is precisely the same. So you're saying, so why is one Chayav? It's a separate issue. There is not Mechayav minors. But that doesn't change the nature of the human takola that is involved. There's many, many important and beautiful diyukim that the Gemara has made from a sugya that started off being nauseating, Kabastan. It's important to remember, Kabastan is not necessarily the reason to get out of learning your Daf Yomi. I might have thought that a mishkaf b'chayev, and amina makrina lo mechayev, whereas a beima the lav urchei. Maybe lechayav alav kol nekev and nekev. Who really cares? But Tanya zachar ben teishu shanim yomechad abal beima ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka. Vayisha beviat beima alav ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka chayav. Omer le'revina l'rova. Hamearev bezachur mahu. Hamearev bezachur. Mishkevei shaktiv be. That's clear. I mean, hamearev bebeima mahu. Omer le. Well. Because after all the arayot are itkish laharad nida. So therefore, tneu inyan liharad beima. Now wait a minute. Michte beima is mechayvi mitot bedini. Lomali the kadav laharad nida gabechayvi kritut. Wouldn't it make more sense to be lichte be gabechayvi mitot bedin? Veligmor chayvi mitot bedin michayvi mitot bedin. That's because of another thing. It's hove kule krala drasho deante. So katzvei nami milta de drasha. Boy min ervach devoy barami mirav sheshen. How about hama'arebe atzmo mao? Omalei, come on, man, kabastan. Om ravashi, mighty boy lecha. Bekoshi, lo mashkachat la. Ki mashkachat la, b'mishamesh meit. Okay, that's an old question. Laman yomer mishamesh meit barayot patur ocho patur. Laman yomer chayav, hocha mechayev tarte. Mechayev ashochev, u'mechayev anishkav. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshet. Oved beima, baal beima, mahu. Oved kochavim, baal beima, mahu. Takala, vikalon beinan, vacha takala, ika kalon leka, odilma kakala, afa pishe in kalon. By the way, it's beautiful, because just 2 days ago, the Scientific American published a whole article about zoophilia and its acceptability, and how it's a regular part is part of the spectrum of human sexuality. So it's always in time for the Daf Yomi. Afa pisha in kalon. Omer of Sheshet, tenitua. Ma ilodot she'inochlin ve'in shotin me'in re'ichin. Amra Torah, ashait sarov v'chale. Ho ilobala adam takala yadam. So hamat'et chaveiro, midarkei chayim ledarkei mita lachat kama v'kama. So clearly, it's enough to have takala. That's the case. Only out of it, kochavim u'shtach v'lebemto titzar u'miktila. Ikamidi del Yisrael lo asar u'lo avet kochavim asar. No, the question would be Yisrael gufi titzar. Midi de havi arevia. Om Rabbi, well, this is no comparison between revia and avet kochavim. Zekel ono meruba vezekel ono mu'at. But we just brought a riot from the Ilanot. Ilanot te'in kalanon meruba. An omra torah shchit saro fechale. No, I mean, the Baalei Chayim come in, the Chasar Chamon Alayu. Rova Amar, Amra Torah Beima, and Davka Beima, because it's Nehenet Mi'aveira Te'areg, but not by being the object of worship. Vare ilanot, the einehanim me'avira, v'amra Torah, shchet sarof v'chalei. No, I was talking about the Baalei Chaim ka'amina. T'chos rachmana alayhu. Tashma, the Mishnah said davar acher, shelo tei be'ma overt b'shuk v'yomro zoi sheniskal ploni al yada, which combines two issues. So my lav b'desefa is both takala v'kalon. The ratio was referring to takala below kalon. The only case that that would cover, echidam is novei kochavim, abba be'ma. As long as he waives this Scientific American article. Lo. Seifa would be takala vikalon. The ratio would be afilu kalon below takala. But this word takala and the ratio would mean takalat kalon. The nami mechayev. What would such a case be? Yisrael haba al habeima b'shogeg. Keda by Rav Amnuna. The by Rav Amnuna. Yisrael haba al habeima b'shogeg mahu. Do we need both takala vikalon b'inan? And here we have only kalon, but not takala. Odeba kalon afa pishe in takala om revyotif tashma bat shalosh anim veyom echad mitkadeshet bivya veim ba alea yavam kana vechayavim alea mishmeshet ish umetamad bo ala latame mishkav tachton kelyon niset la kohen ochelot betruma ba alea echad min apsulim pasla min akuna veim ba alea echad mikol arayot who is an adult hamurat batura would be mumatino yada and he petura. Now, when you say achad mikala arayot, you obviously mean afilu beima. And this is a case where kalon ika takala leka, because she isn't niskelet, because she's only 3 years old. Vikatarimu matina yada. Ah, that's different. Given the mezidahi, the act is the same takala. So takala nami ika, it's the rachmona hu dechas ala. And therefore, you can't prove anything from here. Ala dida chas, but abeima lo chas. Amarava tashma. Ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, haba al yevimto, kan'a, but enu noten get at shiagdil, that's all min rabbanan, umetame kenida, that's the oraita, umetame mishkav takton ke'olyon, posel v'enu ma'achil truma, posel et abeima me'agabe be'mizbeach, and if we have the eidim etzon, it's the skeleta yada, v'im ba'al achad mikol ha'arayot ha'murot b'torah, mumatina yadona, this again includes be'ima, so, Acha, you have kalon and no takala, v'gatani niskele da yado. Ah, but given the mezidu, takala nami ika, it's only just rachmanu l'chasiluye. And therefore, ali didei perhaps chas rachmana, and abedbeima lo chas rachmana. So therefore, we don't really know what the din would be in the other case. Toshma. Davar acher shalot he beima overed bashuk, v'yomro zoi shidiska ploni al yada. So my love in a sefer takalon vikalon, reishes kalon below takala, vehechidam yisrael abal beima bishogeg. Lo, sefer takala vikalon, reishes takala below kalon, vehechidam oveit kochavim abal beima, kirebo amine mirif sheshet.